Come on. Rod, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Let's do it, George. Looking forward to having some fun with you today.
Yeah, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Rod Kleef is an entrepreneur. He is a consultant. He's an investor, a keynote speaker, a podcast host. And now on Money Savage Engage, I'm excited to have you on. Rod, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Personal life. Well, I'm married to the most beautiful angel on the planet. In fact, physically stunningly beautiful, but even more beautiful on the inside. And so my life is blessed. I have two children. They're 29 and 25. And my life is beautiful. I have hundreds of coaching clients. I've got a foundation that I run. And so personally, life could not be better. Business. Let me take you back, George, if I could, because I think I can add some value to your listeners just by telling a little bit of my story. So I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old with my mother, Zvancha, and my brother, Albert. And I was born in Holland, and we immigrated from the Netherlands and ended up in Denver, Colorado, where I lived for 30 years. And when we got there, we didn't have much. In fact, I wore clothes from the Salvation Army and the Goodwill all the way through junior high school till I could get a job and buy my own clothes. And I remember we ate expired food because it was half price, and powdered milk because my mom thought milk was healthy. And she gave us powdered milk. And, you know, I'm sure there are people listening, even with, you know, especially with this COVID nonsense, that maybe have it harder than we did or have had it harder than we did. But I will tell you, I knew I wanted more. And luckily, my mom had an incredible work ethic. And so, you know, my story is real estate, by the way. And I've built 24 businesses. Some have been worth tens of millions of dollars. Many have been spectacular, flaming, I call them seminars, not failures, but many have been famous. But where I've really exceeded has been in real estate. And so when I was 14, my mom, and here's why. When I was 14, my mom bought the house across the street from us for $30,000 approximately. And when I was 17, she told me she'd made $20,000 in her sleep, that it had gone up in value. She hadn't done anything. I'm like, what?
Nice.
Screw college. I'm going to get into real estate. Right. And so I got my real estate broker's license right when I turned 18, which, you know, they you could do back then just with education. Now they got smart and you need some experience. But I became a real estate broker, and I was going to be rich in real estate. Well, my first year, I maybe made around $8,000. My second year, maybe $10,000 to $12,000. But my third year, I made well over $100,000, which back in 1980 was decent money.
Yeah.
And so what happened between year two and year three to cause me to 10x my income? Well, what happened was I met a guy that taught me about the importance of mindset and psychology, and how really 80 to 90% of your success in anything is your mindset and your psychology. Really only 10 to 20% is the, you know, the stock trading or the real estate or the entrepreneurship, business development, whatever it is. The vehicle is such a small piece of it. You actually have to take action with what it is that you learn, whatever skill or vehicle you're going to use for your financial success. And so he taught me that, and that's what caused me to 10x my income. And fast forward to today, I've owned, you know, 2,000 houses that I've rented long-term, multiple apartment complexes. In 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept.
Wow.
And now, you know, when that happens, sometimes people can tend to get a big head, and I did. I could barely fit my head through a double door, and I thought I was a real estate god. Well, you know, sometimes when that happens, God or the universe, whatever you believe, will give you a smackdown. Well, that was 2008 for me. I lost that $17 million and a lot more. I lost $50 million in 2008, lost everything.
Wow.
And so one of the things I like to talk about is what it took to have $50 million to lose in the first place, and then really what it took to get back to the success that I'm blessed to enjoy today. So if you'd like, I can chat about that for a minute, George.
Let's do it.
Okay. So what it was knowing exactly what I want, and more importantly, why I wanted it. And so So what I'm going to do is, so guys, if you're listening, guys and gals, if you're listening, I'm going to suggest you take a couple of notes, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a process that I do at my live events and now live stream events. I was on track to have 700 or 800 people in Orlando for a live event. Of course, then COVID happened, so now they're all live streamed.
Right.
We had 900 at our live stream event. But anyway, this is something I do there, and I also teach it to my students. And it's kind of a goal setting exercise on steroids. So I'll just blow through it real quick and,
sure.
and kind of give you the play by play on how to do it. Now, if you actually want to have me walk you through it live, I did it on my Rod Cleef official page on Facebook on January 1st on New Year's Day for about an hour and 20 minutes with music and everything else. And there's a free guide you can download for that. But I'm going to give you the basics right now. So basically, what you do is sit down when you have a lot of energy. Don't do it after a meal. You know, make sure you're well hydrated, lots of water, and sit down and write down everything you could ever possibly want in life. Okay, all the stuff. Write down all the stuff. And there's nothing wrong with stuff. So, you know, the houses, the cars, the boats, the jet skis, the planes, whatever it is. You know, don't limit yourself. Take the lid off your brain and imagine that if you write it down, you're going to get it, which I will tell you is not outside the realm of reality. You know, when you write something down and you write a goal down, it triggers something in your brain that's called the reticular activating system. And what that is it's a filter in your brain that subconsciously, you're not aware of this, subconsciously it filters out what it thinks is most important for you to focus on. It's a, you know, it's a thing from you know, back in primitive times. And basically, just by writing down and delineating the things that you want, it starts to point things out to you. And the best example I can give you for this, without getting too deep, is when you first buy a vehicle, a car, you never really notice them, and then you get it and they're everywhere. Well, were they there before? Yes, you just didn't notice them, and that's the reticular activating system. So, you know, I'm sure if people are listening to you, George, they probably do their goals, but trust me, this process I'm going to finish with you here is much more powerful. So you write down all the stuff and just imagine if you write it down, you're going to get it. And then, you know, places you want to visit, vacation, the things you want to do. You know, maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to climb all the mountain peaks over 14,000 feet in the world. I've got a friend doing that. Or, you know, maybe you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. I did that about 8 months ago, which I will never freaking do again, but I did it. But it's off the list. So write down the things you want to do. Also write down what you want to learn in this lifetime. So maybe you want to learn a foreign language or another skill set. If you want to learn real estate, for God's sakes, come see me. But whatever it is, write that down. Write down also who you want to help. Because we will do more for others than we'll ever do for ourselves. And you want to, this is the fuel that gets you going, to get you up early in the morning and get you to stay up late at night and work weekends if you have to build this side hustle and whatever the vehicle is. But so write down who you want to help. For me, I bought my parents a house, took them on cruises, bought them a car. You know, so write down who you want to do something for. And then once you can't think of another thing, and by the way, if you're analytical, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are, George, don't stop and analyze this stuff. Just keep writing. Just don't let the pen leave the paper. Just one thing after another. How much money do you want in the bank in 3 years or 10 years? How much cash flow do you want from your investment, say, in 3 years and 10 years? And just keep writing until you can't think of another thing. Then once you're done, it's not real until it's measurable. So you need to put a time limit on every goal. How long is it going to take you to achieve each one of those goals? And again, don't overthink this. Just put a number for how many years. So maybe a 1, a 3, a 5, even a 10 or a 20. Recognizing that as human beings, we will overestimate what we can accomplish in a year and massively underestimate what we can do in 10 or 20 years. Okay, I'll give you an example of this. I told you we lived in Denver for most of my life, and I knew that I always wanted to live on the beach. Okay, and there's no beach in Denver.
Right.
And I visualized the palm trees and the sand and the surf and the bikinis and Yamagai and all that stuff. And what's crazy is 20 years later, I built this incredible mansion on the beach, $8 million, 10,000 square foot home. And it was unthinkable when I was 18, but I did it because I thought about it and decided I was going to do that when I was young. And so again, don't limit yourself. Once you've got a time limit on each goal, there's just a couple more quick steps. I want you to identify your number one goal. I mean, that goal that when you get it, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. That goal. Put it on another piece of paper. Then pick your top 3 1-year goals. Put those on another piece of paper. And leave some room in between them. And then now you're ahead of 99.9% of the people on the planet that do a New Year's resolution, which is lost by February. But just a couple more quick steps. I want you to write down why each one of those goals is an absolute must for you to achieve, okay? And use emotionally charged words. Words are very powerful. So use words like amazing and incredible and beautiful, because they will move you. So you might put, so my family can have the freedom to, you know, so we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, go wherever we want, bring whoever we want, you know, whatever it is, you know, so I can show my kids what success looks like. So I can show my wife or husband what it means to be successful. So put all that in there. And then, and again, make it emotionally charged. And then once you've got positive reasons why, I want you to put a little pain in there. Because, so you might put something like, so I don't feel like a pain if you don't achieve the goal. Okay. So what's going to happen if you don't achieve the goal? Make it painful. So I don't live a life of regret. So I don't feel like a failure. So I don't fail my children. So I don't fail my spouse. Why do we do this? Because we will do, as human beings, we will do more to avoid pain than gain pleasure. And again, this is the fuel. You know, this is the fuel to get you to take action and actually do this. If it was just the skill set, you know, if it's just knowledge, there'd be a bunch of wealthy librarians and college professors out there. You got to do it. And keep doing it when you get your nose bloodied like I did. And so the why is what's going to drive you. Now, we don't want any regrets, guys, okay? There was a nurse in Australia named Bronnie Ware. She was a hospice nurse. So she counseled patients at the end of their lives. And she asked them a question. She even wrote a book about this. But the question was, do you have any regrets? And the book is The 5 Regrets of Dying. The number one regret people told them was not living the life they could have lived, living someone else's life. You know, and not living up to their potential. Guys, we do not want that. Okay, so stop fearing failure, but fear regret. It's much worse, okay? And so these whys, these positive and negative whys, are the fuel. You know, many of us are comfortable, and the comfort zone's a warm place, but nothing freaking grows there.
Right.
So this is what gets you out of it. Then the last thing I want you to do is get pictures of your goals. Put them around you. I've got them on my screensaver on my computer. I've got a binder in the back. I use a paper planner, and if we were doing this on video, I could show it to you. In the back of this thing, I'm looking at it right now, there's pictures that have been in here for 20 years in the back of this planner that I use. And the first pictures are my gratitude pictures. They're pictures of my kids when they were very young. Because everything starts from a foundation of gratitude. Very, very important. It's the most important emotion we have is gratitude. It's impossible to feel fear when we're grateful. It's impossible to be angry when we're grateful. So gratitude is so important. Then I've got pictures of the things that I wanted, the houses, the cars. I mean, you know, and please understand, you know, at one point I was really into material things. And so I've got all the material stuff that I wanted. And because I had these pictures, so get pictures. Now, let me take it one step further. In fact, let me give you some examples. When you make a declaration, God or the universe or whatever you believe will conspire to help you make it happen. And so, you know, I'll give you a great example. Jim Carrey, when he was flat broke, wrote himself a check for $10 million out of his own checking account, and he would go sit up by the Hollywood sign and he'd envision cashing it. That's how much money he made for Dumb and Dumber. Give you a more recent example. Demi Lovato, when she was a no-name 10 years ago, declared on social media that she was going to sing in the Super Bowl, and she sang in this last Super Bowl. I'll give you some personal examples for me. When I was 18, you know, I got my broker's license. I was going to be rich in real estate, selling other people houses. Well, I bought this four-door car, bone-ugly freaking four-door Granada. I mean, the ugliest thing you ever saw in your life, bench seat in the front. But what's crazy is I worked with a guy that had a Corvette, and he let me drive it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So I got a picture of a Corvette out of a magazine. This is way before the internet. I put it on the visor of my bone ugly Granada within a year. So every time I sat in it, it was right there in my face. Every time and within a year, I had one. I had a Corvette. Now, I'll give you some other examples, but George, please, and guys listening, this is not me bragging, okay, none of this, because this stuff doesn't even interest me anymore. But I hope, I'm hoping to inspire you to the power of this, okay? So back then, the TV show Magnum P.I. was out there, and the actor was Tom Selleck, and he drove this red Ferrari 308, and I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my life. So I got a picture of that actual car and put it on the visor of my Corvette. Within a year or two, I had a Maserati that looked just like it. Last car example. I'm the guy that always wanted a Lamborghini. I had posters in my bedrooms growing up with the Lamborghini Countach, with the doors that opened up. And what's crazy is my son collected models of exotic cars when he was 9 years old. And he had a model of the exact same color and style that I ended up getting, which I ultimately wrecked, but nice. We don't have to go down that side road.
Right.
but anyway, the pictures work, guys. So, anyway, that's how I was able to recover from losing fit. Well, again, that's how I had 50 million to lose in the first place, and how I was able to recover was staying focused on what I wanted and why I wanted it. Because when I lost everything, it would have been very easy for me to give up. I mean, and I'm not going to tell you I didn't hide under a rock for a while. I did. But the point is, I refocused on what I wanted, because where your focus goes, your energy flows. And if you're focused on negative, that's what's going to grow. Okay. You've got to focus on what you want, especially in this crazy time with COVID right now. You've got to direct your focus to the things that you want. It's so easy to get sucked into CNN and ABC and the fear that they are generating. And just don't forget, guys, the news isn't there to inform us. It's there to scare the hell out of us and startle us and so they can sell advertising. So don't get sucked into it. Stand guard at the door to your mind, as it were. Just bring in the good stuff. I do a motivational clip on my podcast every week. It's 5 minutes. It doesn't matter what business you're in. And I go through topics like goal setting and taking responsibility. And I mean, literally, there are hundreds there. And it's 5 minutes. There's music, and they'll juice you. You know, every morning, if you've got a little commute, again, it's not real estate related. So even if you're not interested in real estate, I think you'll enjoy it. My podcast is called Lifetime Cash Flow through Real Estate Investing. And yeah, we just broke 8 million downloads. So just
that's awesome.
How well it's done. Yeah, thank you. So again, take the lid off your brain and do this. And I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Felt like there was something else I wanted to say. I lost it. Anyway, so that's
powerful stuff, man.
And yeah. In fact, let me tell you something else about focus. You know, it's so important that you direct it right now. In fact, they asked Mother Teresa. This is a great example. I love this example. They asked Mother Teresa when she was alive if she was anti-war. She said, "No, I'm pro-peace." See that subtle distinction again. So just be real careful on what you focus on, guys. All right.
I love it. You gotta stay focused on what you want and stay focused on why you wanted it, and that'll help carry you through the rough times and make sure that you're focusing on the good things, because where you focus, your energy goes. I love it. Well, Rod,
and let me say one other thing, George. Guys, don't fear failure. Again, I've built 24 businesses. 3 have been worth tens of million dollars. Most have been spectacular flaming seminars, okay? Failures, seminars. Again, only a failure if you don't get back up or you don't get the lesson. But and we fail our way to success. I got to meet the billionaire owner of Spanx, women's undergarments, and she told me that her dad every night, when she started with $5,000 and now she's a billionaire, she was on Forbes last year, and her dad every night at the dinner table would ask the kids, "What have you failed at today?" Isn't that an awesome question to ask your kids so you don't feel fear of failure? I just love that. Anyway,
I love
I'm
it.
Done.
I like it.
Sorry.
Well, Rod, Savage Nation is ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay. Well, we talked about focus. We talked about goals. Massive freaking action, George. If you want anything, you have to take action. You cannot sit idle. And I know if you're listening to George that you want more for yourself and your family. So take action. Decide what it is. You know, do it in something that you love, and then work is play. I mean, I work Sundays. My wife tolerates it because she knows how much I love it. And then you've just got to take massive action. And action mitigates fear. It builds confidence. So direct your focus, know what it is you want, and take massive freaking action.
Like, there's great stuff that definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
Rod, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so let me say this. So if you guys have any interest in real estate, I just took my, what I used to charge people upwards of $1,000 in person training online, and you can get in there for, I'll give you a code that your listeners can use. You can get in there for $47 for 2 full days of training, and I don't sell anything. Okay, it's just multifamily real estate, how to buy multifamily from a duplex to 1,000 units, and my students buy thousands of units. But if you want to check that out, it's multifamilyvirtualbootcamp.com, or you can just text Rod Live, RODLIVE is one word, to 41411. And we'll send you the information on the boot camp. It's coming up July 25th and 26th. I don't know when you're airing this episode, but I'm going to do them every quarter. I really enjoyed it. But again, I'm not selling anything. And if you use the code RODFRIEND, it gives you $50 off. So right now, that would make the price $47 for 2 days. It's a no-brainer. If you have any interest in real estate, trust me, you want to come do that. And if you just want to learn a little more about me, you can go to rodkleef.com, K-H-L-E-I-F as in Frank.com. But again, if you text Rod Live to 41411, you'll get into my ecosystem, and we'll give you information on that boot camp. So.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Rod your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to rodkleef.com. Go to multifamilyvirtualbootcamp.com. Is that the site, Rod?
Yes, sir.
And then text Rod Live to what was the number again?
41411.
41411. Excellent. Well, thank you again, Rod.
All right. It's a pleasure, George. Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.